really mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game. Learning your value as a man. Original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man, my set, my set. I got the man, my set, my set. Got so many girls on deck, on deck. Cause I got the man, my set. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Now I'm sitting there with the man, my set. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella into blessings. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said it is game time.
All right. Scoot up in the chair for this one. Oh, not that. Hey, what's going on? Shout out to all my dogs out there. What's up? It's your boy, the Dean, class and session. Shout out to the 185. Shout out to all you guys out there. Got a great show for you today. Gonna be chopping up a game, but we'll also be talking about the Easter game. I got the clip from yesterday's show. I'm gonna play that in a second. Top of the second hour, we're gonna do the Creed. Man, Mindset Creed. But first, I want to say shout out to all you guys out there that listen to the show. I want to say thank you very much. I appreciate you guys that are in. Shout out to all guys out there that's chopping it up. Also, to all the ladies out there, you know who you are. What's up, girl? Hey, ladies, I got something for you. Anyway, guys, y'all want to call in. Y'all know the number is 563-999-3056, guys. If you have any questions, go ahead and call in. I appreciate the love. I also appreciate the fact that when you have the opportunity, chance, gentlemen, if you love what you hear, go ahead and like, subscribe, and hit that notification button. It helps the algorithm out and all that other stuff. But, guys, if you are just starting us, and this is weird about, I don't understand about you guys. Y'all listen to the show, but y'all don't follow directions. If you are choosing to learn game, go to this store, get your puzzle pieces, and start the process. Stop sitting around waiting. When I ask you, do you do it? You don't do it. I don't understand. I just don't get it. But anyway, guys, if you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there, Q for question, okay? If you're texting a woman, something's not going right, put a T in there. If you have a question about a woman in the Q, the W is a woman throwing you off. And if you want to try to stomp me, just put an S in there and put something that a woman may say that'll try to throw your boy off. Because what you learn about those that have game, they can teach game and spit game right off the top of the head. But if you're listening to individuals that's complaining, you're listening to individuals that's gossiping like women and all that other stuff. You listen to individuals that's fighting and stuff. They don't have game, guys. Y'all got to be careful of the people out there. A lot of these guys out here say they have game, and they don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. They have no idea. They have no idea. They have too many circle jerks and cutter parties and stuff like that. So lines are open. Before we get into the Easter game, because we'll do that first before we get into everything else. Okay, last night I told you guys out there that listen to me that – we talked about, how when you have game, you know, some of these women out here, you know, they have lots and lots of followers. And as I told you before, I helped a client out. He kind of messed up with her in the beginning. She almost friend zoned him because she loved poetry. I was able to connect poetry with what she was saying, kind of helped him out. You know, he did the 6 text messages, so I was texting for him and swung and everything down. This guy then got the kissing 101, the making out, the fucking 101 back, the 5 play, the master of the bedroom. He got the dirty talk. So he prepared himself. But as I told you guys before, too much of this motherfucking game that we lazy with makes him go crazy. So this is the audio clip. Let me stop this. I want y'all to hear this. Now, y'all are about to hear the audio clip from the woman that is expressing herself. Now, I want you guys to understand something. What you're going to hear is, it's not off into like Mars and Venus by when she's talking about winter and talking about trees and all this other stuff. A lot of women who are on Instagram, Facebook, OnlyFans or fans only, stuff like that, they have their own way of trying to express themselves. See, what you'll learn here is that you'll know this is the first time that she's ever been touched this before this way by a man because of how she's trying to express herself. See, most women that are beautiful are not used to being around real men. So when they get the drug of a real man, they don't know. They easily can say to a guy, I have a boyfriend. I'm not interested. Let's be friends. But she's trying to come up with the right words to kind of describe and define what she is to him. Okay, so I just want y'all to know that. So we'll go ahead and play the clip real quick. Let me grab the clip. All right, we're gonna play it real quick, and it's only a few minutes, but I want y'all to hear it. It's very important to hear this because I want y'all to see what it is like when you have this lifestyle. And this is a woman who has thousands of guys after her, but after my man did what I showed him how to do, put that flavor in her eye, flavor in her ear, and do all the things and made it about him. This is the result from a woman. Now, as I said before, what you're going to hear is going to kind of, for a lot of you guys, it's going to sound weird when she's talking about winter. And she's going to be talking about a lot of things because she's looking, I want you to understand, she's looking and trying to express herself from a point of view. Now listen. A point of view from a woman who has elevated and educated herself through him. So she's in unfamiliar territory. So what you'll hear is she's trying to put the words together of what he's doing and how she's feeling about him the best way she can because this is a new area for her, okay? So let's listen to that. Check this out. Here we go.
Okay. So since I've known you, like since you've been in my life, like since we've been fucking with each other, like, I have really, like, evolved and grown. And, I mean, I grow anyway. Like, I grow, like, regardless. But just being with someone and being able to be myself with someone.
Stop. Whoa. I just want to stop. I got to do the play-by-play. What did she say, guys? I keep telling you. When you can evolve and elevate them, it's a mind fuck because the average surface dweller is too busy trying to pander. But what you hear right now, I want y'all to hear that again. She's automatically admitting what he's doing to her. Yes, she's saying she's growing as a person, but not at the rate that she's growing with him. Let's go back a little bit and hear that. Here we go. Listen.
We've been fucking with each other. Like, I have really, like, evolved and grown. And, I mean, I grow anyway. Like, I grow, like, regardless. But just being with someone and being able to be myself with someone, like, allowing you inside my skin, you know, I'm being deep here. But, like, allowing you, like, pulling back my skin, basically. It's like I've been a tree in winter for a really long time. How you can't see anything happen and just look at dead and there's no life and there's no color and you just can't see anything happening. But realistically speaking, like, my roots are growing deeper into the soil and the ground. But now, like, since we've been talking, I feel like spring is coming and I'm blossoming and I can feel myself, like, out spreading. Like, I can feel myself really, like, shining, but in a different way. Like, I feel like I've been stuck for a long time. And since I've met you, it's been that I don't feel like I'm in that season anymore. Do you understand, love? Like, I really feel like I've peaked as a tree. Like, in terms of, like, I don't know, I'm better at writing this shit. But if I was, like, really able to, like, sit down, maybe smoke a plant. Right. But I'm not in winter anymore, and I think it's a lot. Like, I've lost a lot, gained a lot. In being with you, and a lot of it is old skin. Like, I feel like a new person. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah! Yeah!
All right, guys. Hey, guys, this, all my dogs out there, this is what I'm talking about. When you have them, a woman that has a lot of guys that want her, as you can see, she's trying to come up with the right words, because when she's with a real man, he brings things out of her that she's never seen before, to a point where she screamed hallelujah. She was so excited. She screamed hallelujah because of the excitement of what she was with him. And that's what I'm trying to show you guys. And this is the power of what we're teaching you here. We are doing it here. Guys, the lines are open if you want to call in. But I just wanted to give y'all an example of what it is like. But let's get into the Easter thing. Okay, before we get into this, I always show you guys. Now, this is the thing that, if you ever ask, what separates us from everybody is that we always want to give you an advantage over the average guy. And also, gentlemen, what we want y'all to understand now, but what I'm going to teach you guys today, this is not for a guy who just met somebody. If you are in a relationship, you're living with someone, married to someone, or you're dating someone and y'all are messing around and having sex or something, this is just for these guys, okay? All you other guys, I've done things all year. I've got you on Halloween. I've done Halloween for you. We've done 4th of July. We also done February 14th for the single guys. Well, today, this is for the guys out there that have a woman or you're in a relationship and you want to take things to the next level. Now, I didn't make an invitation, but because the invitations are pretty easy. The basic thing about an invitation is you want to invite her over to having a sexual Easter. That's how you want to pose it. And let her know, this is, I just need to RSVP you. Are you free Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday? I gotta pick a date. Now, the reason why I'm saying that, because if you have a roster of women, I would want you to do at least this on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But the reason why I'm telling you early, like I always do, is because I want to make sure that you guys get everything you need. Go back and learn. This is going to be a real easy one. Like I say, the Halloween game, we always do it September 15th. We always get you prepped up for August when the freshmen come in sometime in middle of June, late July or something. So we always do things early, just so you guys can be prepped, because we don't want to do things at the last minute. So this is going to be a quick thing because it's really simple. But What I'm saying is this. See, most women, listen, they love to have fun. They love to have excitement. And gentlemen, this goes to your culinary school. This goes to the drug of you. And what I'm about to show you is something that no motherfucking guy is doing. And this is the beautiful thing about it. And what is great about this, if you break up with her between Easter and the following Easter, you will get a phone call. Maybe I would say 90% of the time you'll get a phone call from the person who's thinking about you from what you did the year previously. This is a master of the bedroom move. This is a move that's going to hook her in. This is a move that's going to make her see you in a whole different way, because you have to understand this before I break this down to you. Just remember, this is what's going to make you a bad motherfucker. Every guy that she has dated or slept with, we don't know the number, don't care, they've never done this. Usually people do on Easter is that they have kids, they take them Easter egg hunting in the daytime or do some shit like that, or go to church, or, you know, go spend time with family. And that's all they do. That's all they do. But I always want to show you how to tie in sexuality. I want you to tie in kinky, dirty, nasty, freaky, all in one fell swoop with a touch of smooth in there. Because this is on the nasty side, the kinky, the dirty, the freaky, the naughty side. This is not smooth and romantic type shit. But this is something to put an imprint on her that when she leaves your house, she will never, not saying never be the same again, but she will never see Easter the same again. And every time Easter comes around, she will always remember you, because the guy that she's with, if she's with one or not, she's going to be thinking about you. And this is going to be also a reason for her to get back in touch with you, because remember, guys, we're giving them and lacing them with drug. Okay. So, excuse me. So I got everything in the bag. I got everything in the bag. So I want to get out. Okay. So let me show you what you're going to need. I'm going to show you all the stuff that you need. Very, very inexpensive. Okay. First thing, guys, you're going to need a fucking basket. And I want to show you. Wally World, very cheap. Look, you did $2.98. You don't have to spend a lot of money to get this kind of pleasure. So I don't want you to understand that you don't have to spend much money. First thing you're going to need is a basket, okay? And I got all the little supplies that we're going to need, and we'll put this thing together live on the air. It's going to be really simple, okay? Now, next thing I want you to do is get rope. Now, get rope, all right? Because this is part of the freaky and the kinky and all other stuff. So what I want you to do is I want you to get a rope. If you could, make it a little bit thicker. And what I want you to do is just put it inside the basket, okay? That's all I want you to do. Lay it inside the basket. Lay the rope in the basket. Because remember, the cool thing about being smooth is she's not even going to know what's underneath the basket. But everything that you have, you're going to be prepared of. And I got you, okay? First thing is the rope. Next thing I want you to do, now you can get this at Party City, Amazon, Five Below, it doesn't matter. There are handcuffs, okay? So we want to get that. We want to open up the handcuffs. Remember, I told you, kinky, dirty, nasty, man. And make sure you keep the keys. They give you two sets of keys. Take the handcuffs. Put them at the bottom of the bag. Smooth it out, okay? So right now you have the rope and the handcuffs, the bottom of the basket. Third thing, blindfold, okay? Bandana, this is the blindfolder, okay? Blindfold, okay? All right, just a simple bandana, gentlemen. Just a simple thin bandana that you can fold up and you can tie around her eyes when you're about to do some freaky stuff. So, say that, no, okay, it's not. Just be patient. So put that at the bottom of the basket. I'm just going to put the basket together, and then we'll get on to the show. But I'm just showing you how simple it is, okay? Everything I'm showing you at the bottom of the basket. Oh, here we go. Now, this is very important. Now, guys, for anyone that has 7-Play, the the sex stuff with using toys, because I have a product teach you how to utilize toys. Now, what I like for you to get, and I want you to get if you can. Now, this, I don't want this in the basket. We'll use this in another rainbow. What I want this to utilize, because it's beads, and I'd rather you have thicker beads, okay? I'd rather have thicker beads. But what these beads are going to do are two things. Now, again, it depends on how freaky your girl is. Now, and I'll give you an example. Now, some women love anal sex, guys. Some women love anal penetration. So, you don't have to do it if she's not into that. But this allows you, when you have beads, you can stuff them in the ass, you can put them in the pussy, and while you're rubbing slowly, you can slowly pull the beads out. So what you want to do is get beads. Now, we're not going to take these beads and put it in the basket. We're going to have these beads, and we're going to use these. But I just want you to know, you get your beads, okay? Next thing I want you to do is go ahead and get all that, the green shit, you know, the green stuff. You know, the green stuff? Put it in the basket. There you go. So there you go. Now you're done, all right? You got everything here. Got the basket. Now, she doesn't know what's underneath the basket, but you have your basket. And this green stuff is very cheap. What is the price? It's, there you go. Very cheap, 98 cents. Now you've got all your components together, okay? You got all your components together. Now, this is the most important part. Now the eggs. Now, what I want you to do, and I want to show you the price. $1.98 is not expensive. Again, this is a very inexpensive thing that's going to have more impact. Now, what we want to do with these is that now it's time to go to your computer and type up all the nasty shit you want her to do to you and all the nasty shit you want to do to her. And what I want you to do is put one thing in the egg. That's all you're going to do. One thing in the egg. Now, there is a golden egg here, which is cool. What I would do with the golden egg is I would put the beads in this egg. Just one egg, the beads, okay, in one egg. Everything else is going to have a piece of paper, okay? So then what you want to do is you want to, now again, this is an Easter egg hunt for her. And it's all sexual, kinky, dirty, nasty, naughty. So what you want to do is you want to go around and then hide all the eggs. This is not a hard thing to do for you guys, but what I'm telling you is something that she has not experienced before. And this was going to separate you from everybody else. And what is going to win you over or have her hooked is the creativity, the sense of adventure, and the sexual vivid imagination that you have to utilize the day to turn it into something more special that's going to put an imprint here in between her mind, okay? So just remember that. And the beautiful thing about it, she fucks up. She knows Easter's coming around. What woman is about to get what you're about to get them? Because, guys, you can do this every Easter. It does not change, okay, every Easter. So basically that's all it is, gentlemen. It's not really hard. No, you don't need to put treats in there. Follow the fucking playbook, student of the game. If I tell you what to do, just shut up and follow the game, brother. That's why y'all keep fucking up. Y'all ask questions. Just follow the playbook. If I told you to put candy in there, put candy in there. But this ain't for candy. This is a sexual thing. This ain't no fucking kid shit. Don't put no jelly beans in there or anything like that. Follow the fucking playbook. This is what's wrong with a lot of you surface dwellers. I tell you shit. I give you the why. And yet you want to ask, come on, man, y'all got to wake up and stop asking that stupid ass shit. All right, so remember, and all you got to do now, listen, everything's in the basket. When the basket is full, all you're going to do is sit down and open up. And whatever you open up and it gives a command and instruction, y'all begin to do it. But this also allows you in here. Now, another thing that you can do is you can have strawberries, whipped cream in the refrigerator. You can have pineapple. You can have a thing where you want to eat off her body. The world is your oyster on what you want to do to her or what you want her to do to you. But you give her a time limit to go find as many eggs as she possibly can. Okay. So as soon as she gets, see, as soon as she comes over, she's going to wonder what's going on. And all you're doing is handing her a basket. And she's like, what the fuck is this? Go Easter egg hunting, baby. What? Are you crazy? Are you serious? Really? Now, if you really want to have some fun with it, when you send her the invitation, tell her I don't want you to wear any underwear, or come over with a robe on with nothing underneath, or, you know, just wear loose fleeting clothes with something that I can undress you with. You know, you can give her details, okay? You can give her details of this, okay? All right, so what I'm saying is, wait a second. All right, look, E and Z, hold on, let me pause and say, brother, you in the wrong room, man. Get your bitch ass out of here, dog. You in the wrong room, man. Get your fucking bitch ass out of here, man. Fuck out of this room with that stupid ass shit. Anyway, what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. Listen, the beautiful thing about this, it changes up the game, because no other guy out there is doing what they've never even thought this deep. And the deeper you are, and the deeper you think, the more she's going to be. Make sure you have a golden one, because the golden one is the beads, and you can use the beads. Again, if she's not into the anal, that's fine. You can put the beads. Now, make sure the beads are clean. But while you are doing five play on her and doing a little bit of dirty talk, if you should have these products, while you're using the beads, slowly make sure you pull out, but then you layer over where the beads are laying on the clit, and pull from the out to the clit going towards her chin. So she's on her back. You're kind of like looking towards her feet while you have the beads inside of her. And as you're slowly pulling them out as you're eating her pussy, you want to pull out a little bit, lay it close to her stomach, and start to pull back where the beads themselves will not only hit out of the hole, but it will also rub the clit at the same time while you're doing the kissing 101 move, while you're doing some five play, while you're doing dirty talk. But the experience that you're doing is bar none something she's – listen, it is going to not only set the standard, but she is going to take your COVID and tell other women who have not experienced that, and they're going to want to experience it. That's why I'm telling you, make sure you set your days. One woman gets Friday, one gets Saturday, one gets Sunday, and one gets Monday, okay? But you can do this all every year. This is again, we talk about this every year, but I just want to let y'all know it's very easy, very simple. And what's so cool and so smooth about you, she was like, damn, you know, she's opened up and saying, like, well, we don't even have any chains, right? Hey, look, what she saying? We don't have any chains to even, how are you going to chain me up? The ropes, the chain, and the blindfold can go in here. Now, if she's really into some real heavy stuff, you can get candle wax if she's into, you know, putting candle wax on her body. But you've got to know what she's like and what she likes to do this, okay? So we're going to put the Easter thing. That's the Easter game right there. Just want to say that to you, because nobody is showing you this, and it gives you an advantage over every guy. Remember, the thing about our show, I want to bring your culinary and the drug of you out that gives you not confidence, gentlemen, but sexual confidence. All right, let me grab some calls and we'll get back into the show. And then I got some questions as well. 714, what's your question, man? What's up, man?
Hey, Steve, how you doing? I just wanted to say, great show, great advice. You're right. Nobody else out there in YouTube land or anywhere I know is giving this advice. Now, I wanted to just back up a little, and my point was I just wanted you to verify with me, with the surface dwellers, also that, you know, the way that you played the recording and that chick sounded like a little fucking puppy and she was in love with the guy and all, she was sprung on him and all that stuff. I just want to say this. The surface, as much as you want a woman to say that shit to you, that stuff to you, I mean, you never, the surface dwellers should listen up, right? They never want to be saying that to a chick and coming across like a little puppy to a chick, right? Am I right about that?
Steve? Well, no, they should never, no, they should never. Gentlemen, they should never be themselves. They should never run and take a woman. No, they should never do that. They should never do that.
But I'm saying they should, the way that chick sounded, that's how you want chicks to sound. But these guys never want to sound that way to a chick. They don't want
if a guy does that, he sounds weak, right? Right. Yeah, that's weak. They shouldn't sound that way. But this is, every woman you experience should talk to you on some kind of level like that, because your pushing them beyond what their expectations of what a man is. And when they get to that area, they don't know how to act because it's a place they've never been before. But this is the most important part of that. When you get her there, it's your job to lead her, not judge her, and show her it's okay to be where you're at. Because this is just the beginning of many feelings you're going to feel. And it's really hard for a woman who has like over 7,000 to 8,000 guys to sit and talk to one guy this way, where she's devoting her mind and her body to one person, even though she can get 8,000, she can choose any of the 8,000 guys that she wants when she wants, right? But what she realizes is that the 8,000 plus guys cannot touch her the way I showed him how to touch her, was showing with the Easter game. I'm showing you ways to hit her at her core. See, most guys don't realize. If you're on the surface, you can never hit a woman at her core, especially if you're a surface dweller, because you're not at your core to be able to hit her at her core. But when you hit her at her core, that's where the addiction and the habits come in. That's where if you listen to how she was talking, she was trying to come up with the right words, and she was a little frustrated, but a little bit, I need to get this off my chest. You see what I'm saying? I need to get this off my chest. You see what I'm saying?
No. Oh, Steve, can I follow through with one more thing real quickly? Two more things real quickly. No woman will ever talk that way to a guy unless, obviously, she respects him. That's just a given. But I want to go one step further. Guys, it's kind of like, I don't want to use Old Faithful as a metaphor on Yellowstone, but I'll tell you this, and Steve can verify this or not. When you're doing this kind of stuff with women and stuff, and let's say they have an orgasm, but to take even further, here's how you know, if you can do this with a woman, I guarantee you, Steve can verify this, she will think about you forever. Give her an orgasm or multiple orgasms, but you want to get that little vagina squirting, guys. If you can get a chick to squirt and multiple have orgasms, you fucking own her. What do you say about that, Steve?
Even the move I told her with the beads is something that's like is territory that they don't understand. There are women out there that have butt plugs and they like to play at their buttholes. I'm sorry, some women do. And this is where you can utilize the beads and hit two areas at one time. And how you do it, there's so much. Guys, when we get into the sex membership, you think that's something, but we bring some shit down in the sex membership. But I'm just showing you something that nobody on YouTube is breaking down. Nobody
is.
One motherfucker showing you what you're seeing. So this is going to give you guys an advantage, okay? All right, 714, I got to get to the show.
Before you toss me back in, here's proof. Nobody else is letting a guy like me talk about squirting online, right? So you're the only one. All right, throw me back in. Thank you, Steve.
He's probably talking about squirting. All right. Hey, yes, through the game, ask a question. You can. Good. You're good. You're good. You go ask a question. So anyway, guys, y'all want to call in. Y'all have the numbers. Let me get some of these questions real quick. And let me see here. I've got one question. Let me see here if I... answer that question. Let's see here. All right, before we get back into the show, but I just want to hit that with you real quick to show y'all something different. But this is up to you guys. I'm just showing you why we win. And if you're not tapping into what I'm showing you, this is the problem. So I've got two questions. Let me get to the first question. First question is, all right, shout out to you, Steve. Is it okay to buy my friend a cheap gift for a birthday? She invited me to a birthday party. Your thoughts, thanks. All right, DM. Instead of buying her a gift, why not create something she's never had before? Again, I'm not even talking about the Easter game. I'm talking about something else. Something that is not economical, it's not costly, but it's simple. But it'll have impact. What I would do if I was you is I would create a IOU sexual notebook, a little IOU. Hey, just get paper, staple that shit. IOU. Give her seven pages of an IOU sexual coupon book. Excuse me. an IOU sexual coupon book. And the reason why this is going to have more impact is because, yeah, I don't mind you giving her a gift. That's okay. But why not give her a gift that the average motherfucker is not thinking about giving, who has never given? See, remember, when you give women gifts, you're kind of like not necessarily competing about the with the guys before you, but there's no reason why you should give her that gift if you're thinking about giving a gift. Why don't you give her a gift that benefits you and it's something that's going to be creative, a sense of adventure, and a creative imagination, where you just give her 7 pages of a coupon book. You know, 2 of them should be massages. 1 would be a dinner. 1 could be, me washing your body. I mean, you get to pick it. 1 where I eat food off of your body. However you want to do it, what I would do, big dog, if you want to do something, I want you to do it in not only impact, but I want you to do it in a way that shows your sexual creativity. See, there's not sexual creativity when you just buy her something off in the store. I mean, you're just like every other guy. But if you had made that coupon book, and you have 7 little coupons, and don't make a big book, just 7 coupons, you know, and that is an IOU sexual coupon book. Give that to her. 2 massages. I wash you in the tub. I wash your body down. However you want to do it. I'll make a dinner for you. You see what I'm saying? Give her the opportunity to use those sexual IOUs when she wants to use them. And what's so great about it is you're giving her something that the average man isn't even thinking of. And that's how deep game is, all right? So just think about that. Very good question, brother. But think about what I'm saying. See, all I'm doing right now is going to my culinary school and my motherfucking drug lab. I see that I can lace my drug with her, especially on her birthday, because I'm sure there's not one motherfucker she had. All they're doing is trying to send her gifts to impress her, like, you know, surface dweller gifts, you know, like jewelry or watches or whatever the fuck they're giving her. No. You're giving her something from your mind, a creative thought from your mind. That's a part that nobody can give her from the surface. So if I were you, that's what I would do. An IOU sexual coupon book of 7 coupons that she can rip whenever she wants to cash that shit in. 2 massages. I wash your body 2 times. I will cook for you 1 time, and you can pick another one. It's your call, dealer's choice, however you want to do it. But make it fun, make it exciting, and make it different. Very good question. Question right here. How do you respond if she isn't ready for some more freaky stuff? Misjudging her sexuality and she gets upset, not just in general when you overstep. Well, okay, this is why I say this is good. This is why I tell you guys, this is for women that you know that she's ready to push the pendulum of sex with you. You're having sex with her or you're in with her. You don't do this with someone that when you don't have a standard or a mouthpiece and you don't know what you're doing, don't do this. Because it's going to come off weird and creepy. Always remember, gentlemen, the important thing about what I show you guys is that when you guys out there worship women and you do these things, it's not going to have the impact versus the person. See, let me explain something to y'all real quick to break this down. See, a man can pick a – okay, you have a guy that will buy a dozen roses, let's say for $200, who worships women. But then you have a guy that grabs a dandelion out of the grass for free who worships himself. And both gentlemen give that gift to that woman. She's going to cherish the dandelion more from the guy versus the guy that did the $200 because he's doing it because of the worship. He's doing it because he can. Because he chooses to do it. And the thing is, why she'll worship that more is because he doesn't give her gifts all the time. Because he's the gift. He's the gift. The dick is the gift. And what he's giving her is a part of another gift versus the guy that goes out, buys a lavish dinner, buys expensive flowers and all that other stuff. Because that guy, the problem is that guy is trying to prove himself to get that woman to fuck or to be with him. Where the guy is not trying to, where the guy that picks the dandelion out, he's not trying to prove himself. He doesn't give a fuck. He's just saying, you know what? I thought about you and I got you. And listen, gentlemen, it's always the little things. It's not the big shit. It's always the little things. And the little things go a long way with the woman. You know, society always tells you to get her a bunch of stuff, okay? Get her a bunch of stuff, okay? And what I'm saying to you is don't get her a bunch of stuff. Get her something that's going to change the game up, okay? I don't want to be a service dweller anymore. I'm pulling hair out of my head. Steve, help. No, you don't. You're lying to yourself. If you want help, you know how to get it. Get at me at the Man Mindset. Start coaching. Let's start doing it. Make sure you have your puzzles. But don't lie to yourself. Don't do that. That's the problem. Y'all guys say too many things, but your behaviors don't line up with what you're saying. Let me check the phone lines and get y'all crayons out, guys. It's notebook time. Let's go ahead and get y'all crayons out. Let's go ahead and get to some game now, okay? Let's get into some game. Like I said before, guys, everybody out there, go and get your notebooks out. Come on, notebook time. Get your notebooks out, everybody now. I'm talking about everybody, get your notebooks out. Grab your pens, and if you have a question that we're going too fast, please ask. We'll slow down for you. Now, if you got a question, you know what to do. If you have a text question, put a Q for a question. If a woman you're texting, put a T there. If you want to stomp me, put an S there. Or if a woman says something to you that has thrown you off, put a W there, and I got you covered. Also, Alex, I did do a 3 o'clock TikTok, so make sure you check that out, Alex. I did it at 3 o'clock, or really 4 o'clock your time. So let's get in this. All right, let's keep going at this thing. Okay, let's get it. Well, absolutely. But I know you had a question. If you have a question, guys, go ahead and ask. I'm just checking. I got to make sure I go in and check your questions. Guys, if you want to call in, you have a question, please call in. I got you covered, okay? So we gotta talk about the change that in your mind. You don't realize that you are, and I'm saying this lightly. I'm not saying you're a slave on a plantation. That's not where I'm going with this. I'm going with this as a slave to yourself. You have chains and shackles on yourself. And why aren't you growing? Why aren't I improving? Because there are things that are happening in your mind right now that's holding you back from your greatness. And some of you guys can't even recognize some of the things that's going on. And then we're going to talk about some of those and as well. You know, we're going to work on solutions. But I want to let you guys know it's okay to be on the surface right now. It's okay. I this whole week or last few week, damn months, I have to let everybody know that, listen, so many of you want to be men and change the way you think, and you want that shift, and you want to grow, and you want to evolve. You want to do all these things, gentlemen, but yet nothing's happening. And unfortunately for a lot of you guys, you just don't know why. You just don't know why. But like I say to guys privately, and I'll say a little bit to you guys, is that the layers that you are covering up your core is part of the problem why you're not growing. Some of you guys have come from NOFAP. Some of you guys come from being on your purpose. Some of you guys come from PUAs, pills, plates, manage fears, and everything under the sun. A lot of you guys have come from a lot of places. And unfortunately, I told you before, your mind has a way of playing tricks on you, making you think just because you leave the cult doesn't mean that you're away from the cult. Everything that you deem truth, when you were following all that bullshit, is a layer that's holding you back, okay? Okay? And what I'm saying to you guys out there, let me check the phone lines. What I'm saying to you guys out there, what are those things, though? We're going to talk on that. We're going to talk on one of those things. Guys, I got a question. Put it in and put a Q in there. We got you covered. We're going to chop it up. The man, minds. I'm the dean. Class is in session. So many of you guys right now, some of you guys, the reason why you went across the street and the reason why you're here is because you're trying to get rid of something you can't. Now, listen to me. I know this is going to sound fucking crazy, and I'm not smoking anything. But everything I'm about to talk about, I don't want you to change it. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why where you're fucking up. You cannot change something that is woven deep inside of yourself. Whatever you believe in, and we're going to show you some of the beliefs that you have. But let me show you the problem that how your mind fucks you up and where y'all go wrong. Like, I'll give you an example. The fear of failure or the fear of success. The fear, just the fear by itself. So many of you guys are fighting a battle that you cannot win. These are battles you can't win. But I'm going to show you how you can win. You see, some of you go over to those other sides because you want to get over the fear of failure or the fear of success. But what you don't understand is that you cannot get over something that you believe is your truth. When you actually believe that you are afraid, whether it is the fear of failure, or you begin to talk to her, the fear of success. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, guys. Wait. Time out. I know, Bernie. I forgot. Guys, hold on a second. Time out before I do this. Before I break this down to all my dogs, hold on a second. I got to let y'all know, no, I should have did this with the Easter game. Nobody's talking about this. We're the only ones on the block breaking this down. So please understand that. If you get this shit from somebody else, y'all know where they got this from. Nobody talking. See, I want to talk about things motherfuckers ain't talking about. So then you'll know it's coming from us and come from nowhere else. But I'm going to explain why eventually. I got you covered. You explain why you shouldn't change these things. But I'm going to give you a solution how to win over those things. Okay? I know you're saying, oh, shit. What the fuck? What do you mean don't get rid of fear? I want y'all guys to think about something. How can you go and move forward or up the mountain? How can you go up your mountain to reach your core when you're looking straight ahead and you're looking back? You can't go up when you're looking straight ahead and you're looking back. You see, what you guys understand, the mind has an easy way to say, hey, listen to that person right there. He's going to help you get over fear. And even though that person may tell you some good things to start a process, remember, guys, process. This is important that you guys, all my dogs, hear this. Process. See, your mind makes you think that you can just switch fear on and switch fear off. Like it's just an easy button to press to make a serious change. No. It's not. It's a process, because what you have done to yourself is, I always tell you my own analogy. You're in the middle of the water, poking holes in your boat and then grabbing buckets of water from that lake or ocean and dumping it into your boat. And then you're wondering why you're sinking, because you are truly self-sabotaging yourself. You can't get rid of a fear of success and a fear of failure when you don't even believe that you have the strength to get rid of a fear and a failure. Now, sure, it feels good sometimes to think that, and that's what churches do. And I know, knock on a church or no knock on motivation that you see on YouTube, because they do a very good job. But you know the greatest job they do? They fuck you up even worse. And y'all don't even know it. You ever... You ever notice how if you either go to church and it makes you feel good while you're in there, you're jumping, you're hollering, hallelujah, and all that stuff, right? And then you walk out that door and you go right back to your old self. And sometimes you feel even worse than you felt when you walked in there. Or when you're watching these YouTube videos of all these motherfuckers telling you about motivation and all this other stuff. Yeah, you feel good right now. You feel good right now. But as soon as that shit cuts off, you drop and dip. But the worst part is you get hooked on where you need more of it to try to sustain a lie that you're telling yourself. Because you actually, how can you get rid of a fear of success and get rid of a fear of failure when you can't even communicate yourself to yourself to be able to figure out ways to get rid of those things? And this is why these chains are on you, and this is why it's hard to grow. Let me grab this question real quick. We'll continue on. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are good. Let me read this question real quick. Question is, text message. He says, how can I give a woman a sample of me in the first text? See, you got, well, you, no, you got it wrong. See, you've already lost, OC. Because all you, this is how I'm telling you, you lost. Because your thirst and desperation is so bad. You're trying to give her samples, and what you don't understand is the samples start as soon as you say, excuse me, and you don't even realize that because you don't know your bid and how you communicate you to women. See, most of y'all guys think, you know, I know y'all want to fuck, but y'all don't understand fucking starts when you first start talking. When you start opening your mouth, that's when everything goes, because I keep telling y'all guys all the time, here's your problem. You want to give her a sample of you, but here's your biggest issue, brother. You have not even defined who you are to yourself to even conjure up a sample. You can't even answer these questions. When she sees you, hears from you, it's you put your bid in or you cake motherfuckers approach, whatever the fuck you do, she's already asking the question, who are you, what do you want, and why you? And if you cannot answer those questions in the beginning, she's going to put you right and lump your ass in with the losers, the creepy guys, the needy guys, the thirsty guys, the losers, the brother, the gay best friend. All those guys have one thing in common. You ain't fucking. You ain't gonna fuck. See, if you learn your bid, you're giving her a sample of you through your bid already because you're talking to her in a way that she's not used to. Straight up, clear, concise, transparent. I'm not wasting any words. See, the problem is you, and the reason why I'm stopping you from this, because I appreciate the question that you're asking, is that you want to waste words right now. The words that you have no definition, no impact, no strength to move her. So you just want to say some shit because you want to just try to act like you being cool with the shit, but you can't. If you have not impacted yourself, you're not going to impact her. I'm telling you right now, you're not. And that's what, see, the problem is, the question should have been, what should I say to myself first before I say to the woman? See, gentlemen, when you say to the woman or place the woman first, who are you worshiping? And that's why y'all lose, because everything you're doing is for the woman versus for yourself, big dog. That's the problem. I can tell you a million things to do, but it's not going to have the same impact because you have already built a foundation of weak, of I don't know what I want. Well, I know what you want from her, and that's part of your problem because all you want to do is smash. But because you want to smash, what you don't understand is you've already placed the judgment. When she recognizes, okay, guys, listen to what I'm saying. Y'all, you got to understand this. Women are not fucking stupid. And as soon as she gets one thought that all you want to do is fuck her, and everything you're doing is to fuck her, she doesn't even want you anymore. Because she's asking herself this question. What did I do or say to make him look at me like I'm just a piece of trash or dirt under his shoe or I'm a whore and a slut? What did I say? I didn't dress bad. I spoke to him. I didn't say anything crazy or odd. But why would he think that I'm just going to fuck him on general principle? You lose, guys. That's what I keep you guys. This is where it's deep. This is where the game is deep. Because y'all don't remember, you don't see what you don't see, and they don't tell you, Lucario, on the YouTube streets about the depth of the game that I'm showing you right now. When you communicate to her first, it's the worst thing you can do, because you're showing her that, you know what, I'm putting you above me, I'm worshiping you, and I just gonna fuck you because you ain't shit. And you don't even realize you saying that. And look what you're saying right here. Give me a sample, all right? A sample of me. And the problem is, as soon as you say, excuse me, you should be already giving her a sample of you. And as long as, no, that's not true, please don't say that shit. Come on, no, stop, don't say that shit. No, it's not 70% body language, no. See, you're looking at it from the surface. Stop looking at it from the surface. It's not the body. It's not the body. It's the thought that triggers the behavior. Come on, just go a little bit lower. You're on the surface right now, on that fucking body language shit that somebody came up with like in fucking way back when. What I'm saying to you is this. It's not the body language. It's not the behavior that they see. It's like the Wizard of Oz. They pull back the curtain. It's the thought that's triggering the behavior they're looking at. They're not necessarily looking at you at your core, but they're looking beyond your thought and seeing you for what you are, because she's seen you before, young man. She's seen you before, okay? So I want y'all guys to think about that. We're going to get deep. I got y'all covered. Great questions and all that other stuff. A few minutes, we'll be getting into the creed and all that other stuff. If you got a question, please ask. Let me continue to talk about what I'm saying. And what I'm saying to y'all guys is, real quick, we got to get through these. I want you to accept that. See, let me explain something before I continue. Because I know it's kind of odd you hear me tell you, Steve, are you actually telling me to accept these things that are going to help me out better? Oh, you goddamn right, because nobody's telling you about this game. And let me show you how simple game. No, I'm going to save that for when we get to the solutions, because I got to get some more things that y'all do, okay? When you guys out there start telling yourself that, you know what, this, you know, you start to say that or try to fit into her narrative type thing. I'm not going to get too much in that. You know, you want to fit in her narrative or you tell yourself you can't do it. You're not good enough. The judgment's placed on yourself. Or the worst thing that you guys do, what a fucking shame. A lot of y'all guys sit around talking about time. And you don't even know how to manage time. So many of you guys out there always saying, I'm busy. Motherfucker, you ain't busy. You just choose not to do it. Steve, I want to learn game, but I'm just busy. You ain't busy, man. You choose not to be busy. And that's why some of you guys are not a student of the game. Okay? I want you to accept these things that I'm saying, okay, accept them. Welcome them in, because you already have, and we'll get in that. Also, guys, I want you to welcome in the fact that, you know what, I'm just not a man of means. I don't have a nice car. I don't have a nice house or a nice apartment. My clothes are not the best. I don't have much furniture. I got a few cups and a few dishes and shit. Don't run from that. Accept it. And see, what I'm saying to you, and I'm going to show you something, the more you accept it, the faster the chains come off. Because you can't change what you have already made your truth. You have made these things or things like this your truth. And some of you, you feel like you don't deserve it. I don't, you see a beautiful woman, but yeah, I don't deserve her because I'm too short, too fat, too this, too that. And she'll never like a guy like me. You know, I don't deserve anyone like that. No, welcome that shit in. What I'm saying is the more you welcome it in, the more you're going to win. I'm going to show y'all something. There ain't nobody talking about this shit. Guys, I got a question. Just go ahead and put a question or a cue in there. And live streams, I got you next. I got you after we do the creed, okay? All my guys out there, what I want you guys to do is go into the dojo in your mind real quick. All the guys, listen to me. I want you guys to take a moment, take a break from taking notes right now. And this is why I do this, to give your mind a refresher so you can start to feel and build yourself up your way by creating. You can create your own creed, but until then, feel free to use this because it's going to be in the book. So it's going to be like that. All right, let's read it together. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I do not fail. I don't fail, guys. I learn, and I will stay true to myself, and I will not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That is your job. This is who the fuck I am today. And God damn it, if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me, gentlemen, tomorrow, okay? Soak that up. Let's get into the next question. Guys, I want to call in. We got the number. Guys, we're getting deep here, but I'm telling y'all something that nobody's ever told y'all before. But I'm going to explain, and hopefully you'll have an aha moment. Hopefully you'll have an aha moment that will give you a shift. I'm going to try to do something to try to shift your thinking, okay? But let me read this. A woman apologized for disrespecting me, and I said I was going to block her. Should I give her a second chance? What should I do? Okay, live stream. Listen, live stream. It is very important for a woman to test you and do what I call bite the gold. She's got to bite the gold to see, are you the real deal or are you fool's gold, okay? Now, there's probably one thing you didn't do, which is fine because you're probably new to this. You didn't set a standard, and that's okay. See, if you set a standard by letting her know from the jump, I'm a drama-free man, and you bring drama in my life, you're gone, and she did this, yes, block her, but you didn't do that. So what I'm saying to you is I want you to go ahead and let her back in. Let her back in, and let me tell you what you're going to do. You're going to look her motherfucking eyes and say, listen, I'm going to say this one time and one time only. Whatever she did to disrespect you, I was about to block you. But you know what? I know that you used to doing that shit to suckers all the time. So I understand that you assumed that I was like everybody else. And that's why you acting the way you acting, because you assume that I'm one of these surface dwelling motherfuckers. You don't say motherfucker. Don't say that. Don't you ever do that again. Because if you do that again, I'm going to block you. Here's the most important thing. Do you understand? And I don't want to hear yes or, well, why are you talking to me? No. We ain't going forward until you tell me. You better let me know you understand. Do you understand what I'm saying? And listen to me. I don't mean for you to talk to these women like they're a bunch of fucking kids, but you got to hit them at their core. See, most of y'all guys think that you ain't allowed to talk to women that way. You can talk to these women any kind of way you want, not in a disrespectful way, but you laying a law and a foundation down. You ain't going to talk to me that way. Do you understand me? And what has to come out of her mouth until you move forward, okay, is yes, I understand. Because if you do not say yes, I understand, We ain't moved that. I told you, well, you're new, but I told guys before, I've done this with women, and it's gone for weeks. and they get so fucking frustrated with my ass because they expect me to let it go, let it slide. You know, she won't give me some ass. She won't come over so I could try to forget. No. Do you want, that's all, I'm a broken record. Do you understand? Why do you keep saying that? Look, bye. Why'd you hang up on me? Do you understand? You're such a dick. Bye. We're not moving forward until you, because listen, because when you do it again, because most of these motherfuckers will do it because they think you were full of shit. And I get rid of your ass. You can never say that he didn't warn me. So bring her back in. But this is going to help you get more structure. Now, the problem is right now, you don't have the structure in yourself. But this is, we're just a quick, this is putting a Band-Aid over a dam real quick. You've got to be able to have this kind of understanding with yourself before you can say that. But you asked for a question. You asked a question. I'm just giving you an answer. And that's what you need to do, okay? That's what you need to do, okay? So let me see here. Let me keep going. Let me check. Rob K., I got you with the question. Rehearsing my bit, I'm struggling to give her a compliment from the shoulders up. Could you give me an example? Guys, what the fuck does a... Remember you kids? Head, shoulders, knees and toes, and eyes, and ears, and mouth. And nose, head, shoulders, knees, and toes. It can be her look, her fucking eyes, her lips. Choose it. It could be how her hair is styled. But it's got to be fucking shoulders up. Because most of you dwellers are too busy looking shoulders down. You're too busy looking shoulders down than versus looking shoulders up. There you go. Let's continue. So for you guys out there, let me give you a few more of these things before, because I want to give y'all more solutions on these things where you don't feel like you deserve it. Or unless, and most importantly, this is too difficult. This is too hard. I can't make it. This is tough. Oh, my God. There's no way I can do it. I want you to embrace these things. Stop running away from these things. Embrace these things. See, the reason why you're stuck in theater number one. Hold on, this is my
best. I'm afraid that someone is endeavoring to contact you telephonically.
Yeah, how is it?
Shall I get rid of him, or do you want to take the call?
I should talk to my dog. Oh, what up, Straight? What's up, man?
What's up, bro? You busy?
Yeah, I'm on the show. Oh, wait, you want your ass beat some wrestling? You want your ass beat some wrestling?
No. The kids, they talk shit. Talking about beating me and you on a 2-on-2.
Tell them in a few hours the old man will come and whip them little kids' asses.
Yeah, you hear my boy.
Tell them we're going to beat
you. Hours, boy.
In a few hours, we're going to break them. Tell them Hell in a Cell or whatever they want, we're going to break them. We're going to make them bleed.
Please, you hell.
All right, well, I'll get back with you, big dog.
All right,
100. That's my dog, man. Anyway, so, see, I gotta have fun, man. Yeah, have fun. Anyway, so what I'm saying to y'all guys out there, the reason why you're in theater number one, and let me explain what theater number one is, because this is very, very important to understand. What is theater one if y'all don't understand what theater number one is? Theater number one is a place that you go to on a daily basis, and you watch this film on how bad you are, where you start to feel like a fucking victim all day, every day. And the reason why you are in theater number one is because you're trying to break a cycle of something that you can't break. You're running away from whatever it is versus just accepting it for what it is. Guys, let me explain something to you. Do you understand that when you go into the ocean, that there is shit out there that can fuck you up and damn near kill you? But you still go into the ocean anyway. You want to know why? Because you accepted the dangers out there. and you've come to your come to Jesus moment with that, and that's why you go into the ocean, knowing there could be something underneath that motherfucking water that could snatch your ass up. You know that when you walk out your door, there are insects and shit out there, snakes and fucking all kinds of stuff that can fuck you up or end your fucking life, right? But because you accept it, what do? You just walk out your door and you don't think about it anymore because you accepted it. Guys, like I told you before, did you know that you can get in a vehicle that's like tons, like weighs a bunch, these metal cars driving around that can end your life with a quick miss of a red light or anything, a wrong turn. You know that, but guess what? You've accepted it. And what do? Every day when you're driving, you just get in your fucking car and go. You see, gentlemen, what I'm showing you here is that what a lot of people don't talk about. See, in your world, you're saying, well, I got to go to work, but I can't go to work because there's snakes in the grass and there's poisonous plants and there's bad things. There's bees and hornets out there that can kill me. I'm not going out of the house. Or, you know what, I don't want to go to the beach because if I go to the beach, there's going to be a shark out there that's going to eat me up. There's sharks, there's box jellyfish, there's all these bad things and all this other stuff. Yes. And what I'm saying to all you guys, once you can accept what is going on with you, you can move on faster than trying to fix what is going on with you and still be the same person. Because sure, you can go out and go, hey, look, go into the ocean and kill two sharks. And guess what? You got a lot of work to do. So you know what I mean? You got to go throughout the whole ocean and rid the ocean of all the sharks out there. You got to go in the ocean and rid the ocean of all the jellyfish out there if you actually want to be safe. You can't do that. But see, what I'm saying to you guys is that you have already accepted all the dangers out there. You have accepted that. Hell, you've even accepted the danger when you rode your fucking bike. Remember you had them fucking training wheels on and shit? You was riding your bike and you felt all good because you can wobble to the left, you go wobble your ass a little bit to the right and shit, and you ain't gonna fall over. And then when your mom and dad took them training wheels off, you took that first thing, you started going to the left, you fell and scraped your goddamn knee. Shit hurt like a motherfucker. But it hurts so bad, you say, whoa, I don't want to feel that again. I know it's there. But I accept it's there, and I accept if I hit that pavement like I did before, I'm going to scrape my ass up. So if I feel like I'm swaying too far to the left, I got to put a little bit of my weight to the right, and then you get balance, gentlemen. See, you're so busy trying to fight something you've already accepted. Just like you accepted the animals in the ocean. Hell, there are motherfuckers in the fucking forest. There are fucking grizzly bears and wolves. There's some fucking things in that forest that will fuck you up. But you know what? You still go camping sometimes. Some of you guys still go camping. You don't give a fuck. You still go camping. You know the dangers could be out there, but you still go. Knowing that there's something in those motherfucking woods that can fuck you up, but you have accepted it. And as you accept the danger, you then say, I know you're there, but fuck, you're not going to make me stop doing what I want to do. I mean, hell, let's look at a roller coaster. At any moment, a roller coaster is going to fucking go off its tracks, right? Not to wish harm or anybody, but it could go off its tracks, right? They're amusement rides, right? It can go off its tracks. But man, you just can't motherfucking wait to get to that goddamn roller coaster ride. You can't wait to get to that amusement park and ride those rides and all that other stuff, knowing the dangers are there because you have accepted the dangers versus say, oh, my God, it's a roller coaster. I'm not getting on that thing. Man, what happens if the tracks fall off? What happens if the roller coaster fall off? What happens if it fall off right now? You don't do that. You accept it already. So many of you guys have been running away from the fears of failure, the fears of success. But yet you don't run away from going in the ocean. You don't run away from driving a car. You don't run away from being on a train or being on an airplane. You don't run away from those things. You don't run away from walking out your door. You don't run away from going into the forest. You don't run away at all because you have accepted what's out there. Okay? You've accepted what's out there. Hold on a second. Let me answer some questions, guys. Nobody's talking about this shit. Give me a second. I can behave one way and repel woman, stick and prick. I've seen it for 2 years in real world thought. I can behave one way and repel a woman or stick. What is stick and prick? I don't know what stick and prick is. I've seen it for 2 years in real world. I don't know what you mean, Lloyd. I don't understand what you mean. I don't understand your language. You just talk to me. I don't understand what you're saying. I can't read your mind. I'm not going to try to force what I think you're thinking. I'd rather you give me a little more clarity, okay? Should I leave alone? Wait, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Did I miss your question? Let me see here if I missed your question. Guys, let me check the phone lines real quick. I didn't get you. What is your question, dude? You're asking, please, what is your question? I don't understand what your question is. Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. It's the Man Mindset, the Dean, chopping it up with you guys. Breaking things down to you that nobody will talk to you or tell you about because the world wants you to be scared. The world wants you to be feared. And most of you guys out here are stuck in theater number one because you're too busy trying to fight something that you cannot defeat. You cannot defeat it. You cannot beat it. It's out there, but you can never rid the world of all the bad animals in there, all the predators. You can't rid the world of it. You realize that, but so you accept it that they're out there. They're out there. There's fucking mountain lions out there and fucking wolves. There are things out there. I'm just saying, wherever you live, it depends on where you live. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Wherever you live, there's danger everywhere. There's danger everywhere. Everywhere. But because you have accepted the danger, you are able to go out of your door and not have one thought of a snake rolling up and biting your ass or a poisonous spider or whatever it is. You don't even think about it because you have done the thing that you're not doing right now. You're not accepting things. And that's where y'all are fucking up. You're not accepting the fear of failure and the fear of success to be just what it is. I'll give you an example. Okay. Fear. There is a fear of failure and a fear of success in me. Right now, I'm pulling off the pin top. Oops, shit. Drop the pin. Hold on. All right. Hold on a second. All right. Wait a second. Wait. I'm afraid to approach a woman because I'm afraid she's going to reject me. I'm lifting up and pulling the pin top. And I know y'all asking me, wait, what does you pulling the pin top have to do with the statement that you made? Because it's just a fucking statement. It's not true. Okay. It's not truth until you make it truth. And where do you shift your thinking when you have a thought that I can't do something, but then you tell yourself, hey, go pull this pin. Now, it's odd when you tell yourself to pull this pin, there's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no excuses. There's no rejection because my mind is one with my thoughts, and I'm just doing what I'm saying. Even though there's snakes out there, I'm going to pull this pin. Even though there's sharks in the ocean, I'm going to pull this pin. Even though there's a fucking grizzly bear coming at my ass, I'm going to pull this pin. And what I'm saying to you is that's how game is. That's how deep game has to get with you gentlemen. See, your problem is that you're saying, okay, she's going to reject me. Pull this pin. Why should I pull the pin? I mean, if I pull the pin, what is it going to do? I don't understand. Why should I pull the pin? I mean, it's just a pin. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, if I pull the pin, it doesn't mean anything. She's still going to reject me. Y'all see how y'all are? Your light is so focused on the lie, or it's focused on that truth, that you can't even pull the lid of the pin. And I know a lot of y'all guys out there think that this is complicated. Game ain't complicated. It's not. It's as easy as pulling the fucking lid off of a pen. I mean, you do that every day, right? You know there's dangers with other cars out there, but you know what pulls your pen? When you grab your fucking keys and go out your car and get in your car and start driving it, you just pulled your pen. I mean, the top of the pen. Because you believe in you so much that even though it's out there, it's not going to affect your day. You motherfuckers go to the beach all the goddamn time, swimming and surfing and doing all that shit you do in that goddamn water, and you know there's some bad shit out there. You know that's not your domain. You know there's some fucked up, there are some shit out there that will fuck you up. But do you worry about the fucking beach, or do you just go to the beach and swim or kick your feet in the water or just enjoy the water for what it is, gentlemen? That's how simple game is when you have it. Let me check the phone lines real quick. 320, I'm sorry for the wait, sir. What's your question? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve. What up? What up? What's good?
How can I help you, sir? What's up?
All right, so I'm in a situation where I fucked up my communication with this woman. I told her, yo, I'm free Thursday and Sunday. And she said, yes, we agreed to a time. And then I realized, oh, she thinks I'm inviting her over for both days when I meant to say, or one of them. So do
I
just follow through?
Wait, I don't understand. What were you inviting her for? What are you inviting her for?
To come over to my house and do naughty stuff.
Did you tell her that?
I did tell her that.
You just told me you didn't tell her that.
What?
You just said you didn't tell her that.
I didn't tell her what?
Okay, let's go back again. What is your question again?
So my question is this. I told her, yo, I'm free Thursday and Sunday. She says, yes.
Okay, wait. Is that what you said? Hey, wait, is that specifically what you said? Tell me what you said.
Oh, no. I said, okay. Specifically, I said, hey, I'm free Thursday and Sunday night for you to come over to my place so we can do some naughty stuff.
Okay. So what's the problem here? You gave her 2 days.
Yeah, I should have said or Thursday or Sunday. Because she said I meant both days.
Well, it could be both days. Okay. This is a thing that you surface dwellers got to stop doing. You've got to be able to articulate yourself. You're too damn old not to articulate a conversation. If you didn't want to see her for 2 days, don't you think you should have articulated that to her?
Yes, I agree.
What day do you want her over? What day do you want her over? Well, then call her and tell her you're coming over Thursday.
All right.
If she wants to come over Friday, if she wants to come in the next day, say, no, I can't do that day. I'm booked that day. We're going to do it Thursday.
All right.
And if she says, never mind then. Don't worry about it. Bye. Why are you being a dick? No, I don't want to waste my time. That's it. See, y'all motherfuckers got to start. Y'all start got to nut the fuck up and let them know, look, I'm not giving you a choice. You didn't want to give her a choice, so you fucked it up. But you can clean it up by telling her, look, we're good for Thursday. What time are you coming over Thursday? Oh, I thought you meant Thursday and Sunday. I'm kind of booked up on Sunday. So we can do it Thursday. So what time are you going to come through? Or you tell her what time you want to come through.
Okay.
But you got to start.
I didn't know if I was going to look inconsistent or if I was going to look.
Well, you are going to look.
Because I know I misarticulated myself.
You
so.
Are going to look inconsistent because the man that cannot articulate himself outside the bedroom is the same man who will not be able to articulate himself in the bedroom. This is where y'all guys fuck up. You got to be all things all the time. One thought, one way. Okay? Remember, what did I keep telling you? Stop wasting words. because you shouldn't have, instead of saying Thursday and Sunday, you should have said Thursday. But you wasted a word by saying Sunday. And now you got to clean that shit up because you articulated 2 days when you meant one. Because you, I don't understand. I can't understand how you guys can't just tell a woman when to come over. How is it that you missed that, big guy?
Yeah, you're right, boss. I'm going to clean it up and work on it.
All right, do that shit and let her know, okay, my brother?
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, respect, man, respect. All right, we're back, guys. I got a question. Put a Q in there. Put a Q in there. And if you have a question, put a Q or a T or S or W. Or you can call in. Lines are open, gentlemen. I got you covered. But, gentlemen, this is not a – this space that we're here right now is not a space of complaining, whining, bitching, moaning, or gossiping. I have one job and one job only, and that is to try to give you as much fucking information as I can to pass a baton on to a few of you guys so y'all can lead the next group of men to be men when men motherfuckers like me are no longer here. So that's why we on this study shit, because I want your time is important to me. Your time sometimes is important to other people. They just waste your time by talking about shit that has nothing to do with time. But this is why I'm saying this, okay? Because I want all of you men out here to have a shift in the way that you begin to see the game, how you see things, okay? See, I want you to start seeing the unchangeable change. And the only way you can see the unchangeable change is by seeing it yourself. Okay? Because I'm trying to show you the first step in all of this is not actually believing that it's possible. Don't believe it's possible. Accept it for what it is, man. You believe it's possible to get over fear of success and fear of failure. You think it's possible. And that's why you can't change the unchangeable, because you don't have the drive, discipline, or the trust in yourself to be able to make those changes. And that's why you're not making them right now. That's not. But all I'm telling you in this right here for all you guys that's soaking up this game is, guess what? What does you being in the ocean, you being in an airplane, you on a boat, you in a car, you're in the woods. What do all those things have in common? They all have one thing, is that you have given yourself permission to live your life in spite of the dangers that are out in the world. You have given yourself permission to go out that damn door and go do what it is you want to do, when you want to do it, why you want to do it, how you want to do it, and where you want to do it. Fuck, even when you want to do it. Because, gentlemen, you are giving yourself permission. See, when you have all these shackles here in your mind, you're not giving yourself permission. The only permission you're giving yourself is to go into theater number one and to complain about the world and feel like the world owes me something. And it feels like that I can never win because this world is a very terrible place, okay? Very terrible place. Okay, look, I'm gonna ban you if you listen. I try to be nice to you surface dwellers. I already told you what the fuck was, but yet you're asking me the same fucking question. So I'm gonna say this nicely. Please stop asking me fucking questions if you can't accept the first question I gave you. Please. I'm trying to be the shepherd here, guys, but you always see why I have to get in somebody's ass. The motherfuckers don't listen. Jesus fuck, man. You know, one of the greatest skills that y'all lack is listening. It's listening. It's a tight race between listening and judgments. I don't know who wins. Y'all don't listen to shit. This is why y'all can't be students of the game. Because the simple shit I'm giving you is right in your fucking face, but yet you ask the question when I've already given you the motherfucking answer? How do I let go of rejection and control? What did I just say? What did I just say, gentlemen? What did I just tell you, motherfuckers? And he's asking me this shit. I can't make this up. I can't make this up. I can't make this shit up. I can't make this shit up. Kindergarten shit. I cannot. Hey, 98. Just go back and listen to the show. I can't answer the question, dog. You're wearing me down with that cake ass question. Knowing that you're listening to everything I'm saying, but it's just going through one ear and out the other. Why do you think women are the prize, Moist? Why do you give a fuck what they think? This is why you lose. This is why you lose. You lose because you worship so you. Hey, the sad thing about these questions you asking is it shows what you worship. It shows right now you just, for some reason, you think women are way specialer than you. Because everything that comes out of your fucking mouth always has to do with a goddamn woman versus yourself. And now, listen, it's okay to ask a question if you're in a situation. But you're in fucking judgment number fucking six over here trying to act. Hey, why don't you tell me how many licks it takes to get to a Tootsie Roll Pop? No, better still. Hold on, let me see if I got it. Oh, wait. Instead of that, why don't you tell me how many candy hots are in this motherfucker? You better off trying to figure out how many fucking hot little candy hots are in here than answer that dumbass question you asking. I don't understand you dwellers, man. This is why you will never ever win. You worship women to a point where you're trying to ask a question about how they fucking move? Tell me, why does a zebra eat grass over there versus eating grass over there? Why does a hippopotamus eat, why does he swim over in that river versus that river? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And y'all think women want to be around this silly shit? This weak ass thinking? Steve, why does the grass grow higher over there than it does over there? Steve, why is there snow on the mountain? And down here, there ain't no snow. Man, how fucking old are you asking that stupid shit? Jesus Christ, y'all are in some trouble. I don't think I made a woman climax before, but the sex is good. No, it's not Jay. If you just would have accepted the first thing you said, you would have been on the right path. You are on one boat rowing to the left saying that I don't think I ever made a woman climax before. And then you're on the boat rowing to the right saying, but the sex is good in my opinion. Nope. You're fucking like the average motherfucker you are, big dog. And there's no knock on you. If you just would have accepted the first statement you made, there could have been a chance to work this out. But how can you work something out when you're fighting against yourself? And let me tell you, that's the ego and self-importance. See, you just don't want to admit to yourself that you suck in bed. You can't fuck, eat pussy, or make her come with your mere words. What a fucking shame. Can't make her come on the phone and all that shit. Nope, can't do it. Yeah, you want to lie to yourself to make yourself feel better by saying you're good to yourself. No, why don't you accept that your fucking ass is not good? It's hard. I'm sorry. You just got to accept what you got to accept. Because I'm not going to lie to you, man. I would be doing you a disservice. Like, yeah, you right, dog. You right. You can't make them bitches come, but yeah, you right. You good in bed. Man, fuck no. 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 enjoy sex with a guy when she can't climax because you're boring. You're boring. There's nothing about you that says sexual excitement when she has butterflies in her stomach, where she connects with you and she can't wait to feel you or touch you. She's damn near bursting out of her damn pants right now trying to get at you. No, my brother. And this is not to, and this is not to say, look, you getting some pussy. All right, so what? You fucking. But you ain't getting fucked. That's the problem. You just fucking. Nobody's fucking you. And that shows a lack of knowledge you have in sex, brother. Because you think sex is penetration. How many times have I told your surface-dwelling ass the climax or the orgasm is not there? It's not there, sir. The orgasm is here. That's why, because you have nothing up here to offer her here to make her feel a oneness with you where she can let herself go and be free of not being judged. I just do not understand. I think this is a great question. It's a great question. But look at what you're saying. Look. And this is going to be a lesson. I'm going to show you all a lesson. Let me check the phone lines. This is a lesson, young man. Let me show you something. Just look, read what you're saying, okay? Read what you're saying. And look how look at what he's saying and why you're losing. Okay, first you say you can't make a woman climax, which is your truth. That's fine. Then you lie to yourself and say you're okay in bed, and that's your opinion, okay? And then you want to get validation and want me to say, yeah, that she can enjoy sex with you. You want the validation. See, I'm showing you the feminine. I'm showing you the feminine right now. But here's the worst part about everything. Hey, let's throw all that shit out of the door and look at your last fucking statement. That tells you what you know you are. And you ain't shit. That's why you ain't shit in bed. That's why you can't talk that shit to her. Because you're too fucking worried about losing the bitch. And you just probably fucking her. And you probably in your fucking feelings. Look at what you're saying. Was she more likely to cheat? Dude, how can you have my last name thinking like this, man? JW, let me speak. Let me peep game, bro. When you a bad motherfucker in bed, dog, you push him towards cheating and you don't even realize it. Cheat. Go spend time with that motherfucker. Go ahead and cheat. Go hang out with them. Go do it. And they don't want to do no, I don't do it. You can't tell me. Stop telling me to do that. I can't no. Go ahead and go out to dinner with that guy. Go spend time with him. Go right in. Hey, look, I'm good. I'm good. No, because if I go, I know some other bitch is going to be up in here. So I'm going to stay. See how that shit work when you got motherfucking game? When you know you can talk the panties off a motherfucking woman by just your mouth alone, man. And the shit that you can do, the thought processes of being just as dirty and thinking about these dirty, just being dirty and having a sense of creativity and imagine, do you think that I actually give a fuck? Do you actually think I care if she fucking goes somewhere else? Do you actually think that is a thought in my mind? I don't get go. I'm telling you, go, please, go out with somebody. You let them, we no secrets here. You let me know what day you're going out, and I'll go and find the perfect dress so you can go out. You want to know why I can say shit like that? Because I've already fucked her ways right here. She can't even imagine. And guess what? even though I'm trying to tell her to go out, she doesn't want to go out because she knows that she has one foot out of the door. She knows I get bored with women, and she knows that she's replaceable, and she knows that she's got to work that much harder to keep my fucking attention. So do you actually think I care if she wants to go and chat with some surface? To go, hey, please do that shit. Do that. I'm good. Talk to whoever you want to. But I can promise you this much. When she's talking to that other person, when she's going out to dinner with that other person, who do you think is renting space in her motherfucking head while she's eating his meal? While she's sitting around while he cupcaking her? Who the fuck you think is in her mind right now? Wondering what the fuck I'm doing and who am I doing it with? And you know the crazy thing about it? I can be just sitting around with a bag of vegetables under my nuts playing some video games, and I still get accused of having a woman over there. Even though I'm relaxing, I get accused that. You want to know why? Because she knows what the fuck I am. And she knows that I can talk to women, and she knows I'm good with women, and she knows that she is replaceable, and she knows if she's boring, she's gone. She knows that. And even though I might be eating a bowl of Excuse Fairy Crunch, watching some fucking cartoons and chilling fuck out, oh, phone's ringing off the hook. Who are you? And that's just one of many. Who are you with that bitch right now? Is that why you're trying to get rid of me? Why would you do that? What have I done wrong? And then he comes all the crying and shit. Why would you want to do that? I'm sorry. What did I do wrong? Why did I you want, look, you told me that you don't like the fact that I don't take you out. Never told you I was going to take you out anyway. But I'm going to solve this shit because I don't want to hear that shit from you. I'm going to solve that shit. Look, give me your phone real quick. Come on, give me your phone. I'm not mad at you. All right, I'm going to close my eyes. Are you ready? Ready? Devontae, there you go. Call that motherfucker and tell me you'll go out a day with him. I will do that shit. Guys, I will do that shit. And it's, man, dog, you know how bad it fucks a woman up when you do shit like that? When you pick the guy you want her to go on a date with. Because you don't give a fuck, man. I'm just telling you, man, you got all the cards, all you guys. You got all the cards. You got all the power, okay? Can you, hey, Lloyd, listen to me. I know you're trying, but Lloyd, can you please stop saying that silly shit, man? Please, please, please. I beg you, dog. What you're doing is you're lying to my students by telling them this fucking bullshit. Stop conjuring up what you think game is, sir, when you ain't got game, all right? And talk to the guys, but don't tell them shit like this. Shit ain't real. Fuck that eye contact. Fuck are you talking about? What the fuck is a... Wait. Tell me what the difference with, is this amazing eye contact or is that amazing eye contact? Is that amazing? I mean, what the fuck is amazing eye? What, can you explain to me, Lloyd, what the fuck amazing eye contact is when all I'm doing is looking at you? This is what's wrong with you surface dwellers. Y'all try to take this shit from across the street and bring that shit over here and try to justify the shit. We doing that shit over here. You can explain to me what the fuck amazing eye contact is, please. What, do I have to turn a little bit to the left? Show me what amazing eye fucking contact is. Then just looking at a fucking, I can't believe y'all. What is wrong with y'all, man? Why do y'all come up and conjure up shit that you know you ain't even, you can't, 314, bring in 1 second. Let me bring it 314, man. It's crazy. Lloyd, tell me what amazing eye contact is. You said that silly ass shit. What the fuck is, how do I pose to give a woman amazing eye contact while I talk to 314. 314, what's up, man? What's your question? What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, big bro? I enjoy the show. I got a question, man. I'm a trucker, man. How you feel about dating apps, man? Like using dating apps?
I love them. I love them. I love them. Listen, anything that gives me contact to the outside world where I can put flavor in their eye and their ear, oh, I love it because I got the advantage. I've got the advantage because I know the steps I'm going to take to show her why she should fuck me. I already know. It's unfair because here's the thing. Most surface dweller motherfuckers, they think their picture is actually their personality. So these motherfuckers go around taking these fake, hey guys, act like y'all busy and take a stupid ass photo. Or he's trying to be intellectual and reading a book to try all them fucking things. That's not your personality. That's a fucking picture. That's strike one. And then when she reads his profile, hi, my name is John. I'm a Sagittarius and I like to take long walks. I like to work out, you know, try to say something funny. Ha ha ha. Man, boring as fuck. Boring as fuck.
And then I've always been the opposite man to go approach women. So this new to me. So I'm just trying to, you know, I feel kind of weird. You know,
brother. Always remember this, brother. Remember this. The way you communicate is always the same, because it doesn't matter if you put a dove on a note on a dove, or do a smoke signal. It's coming from the one source, and that's you.
Okay.
So how you communicate is how you communicate to all points. So what I'm saying is communicating to a woman online, it's cake, man. Oh my God. It's not even fair because what I teach my guys to say, I always tell them to start off with, I'm not him. I always start, then I reinforce those.
Yeah, I do that too.
And then I draw her in. Because I know as soon as she bites, it's already a wrap because the way I talk to her. How I talk. Then I know, hey, I already know it's over because first thing we're going to talk, right? So then I know this. Okay, at that point, now I'm not going to fucking try to get your number yet, not yet, because some women don't feel safe because all these red pill motherfuckers doing all that
crazy.
So they don't feel safe. So how you think I'm going to look when I already created a safe space for? Well, I got a transition. I got a safe house called WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger. It's a safe place that we can go where I don't want your contact information. I just want you to feel safe enough so when you want to or choose to give me your contact information, you have done your homework on me. Don't trust me. Just talk to me and see. I'll give them a safe place. But in that safe place, I do work because those safe places allow me to do voice messages, video messages, and texting. So I'm eating her ass up in the safe place, which is going to make her move from that safe place to sharing information and moving on, big guy.
I got you. Hey, man, I appreciate that, man, because I was feeling a certain type of way. I'm like, damn, this ain't even me, man. I'm too player for this, but I got to do what I got to do.
It is you. Okay, all right, peep game. You a bad motherfucker in the summertime, right? You the same bad motherfucker, right, in the summer?
Yes, sir.
Same bad motherfucker in the spring.
Okay.
Same bad motherfucker in the winter and the fall. Same bad motherfucker if it snows, if it rains, if it's cold outside. You're still the same person. It's just right now they have given you another avenue that all the elk, the zebras, they're scurrying to this one thing and online. That's all they're doing. It's just another.
I noticed that you said something about the safe space for a lady to feel comfortable, because it's a lot of suckers out here, man. And I want to play cleanup, man, because somebody else already messed her mind. You know how that is, man.
What they'll tell you is, you know, the last guy I talked to, I can't believe.
Exactly.
He just wanted to do this. The last guy I talked to wanted to do this. And she, you know, she say, man, this is why I like talking to you. You know what? You ain't pushing it. You ain't rushing it. Man, I just enjoy the conversations I have. And that you already got it. But see, that's game.
Man, I like how you think, man. I like how you think, man. That's why my boy put me on you, man. Hey, you the truth.
I preach, I'm not the truth. Hey, I'm you the truth. We the truth, dog. It's not
just
me.
Because I'm thinking the same way you think, but it's like, damn, like.
Yeah.
I ain't going to take up your time, bro. I appreciate the show.
It's all love, and stay safe out there, man, okay? Just stay safe out there, okay,
my buddy? I appreciate it.
I respect you. We throw you back in. Eric Code 647, sir, what's your questions, sir? How can I help you?
Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
All right. So I replied to your email on the products, and my question is, how do I build my mouthpiece? Like, how do I work on my yakology and all that?
I told you what you have to do. Okay, here's the problem, bro. This is what I keep telling y'all guys, man. Y'all just don't listen, man. You got to pay attention, brother. You got to do the process. Okay, you're trying to get to geometry, calculus, and trigonometry, but you don't know how to count to 1 to 10 yet. So in order for you to get to where you want to go to right now, it's a process of being a student of the game. Everything you get is going to move you forward towards your end game. But your problem is your mindset and your thinking from where you came from is quick fixes and hurry up. That's why I tell you to get your puzzle so you'll learn discipline and shit takes time. You can get there. But what we got to do, again, get some coaches so we can start. Got to work on your bid some more. There's some things we got to do first. Because if you can't start good in the front end with your bid, okay, and not know how to talk to women in the front end, you're not going to get the back end. Do you have wine above your bed yet?
I'm 17.
Okay. Do you live by yourself?
No, I don't.
Who do you live with?
My parents. I live with my parents.
Okay, so what is it that you want to learn so bad? What do you want to learn this stuff for? For why? What's the reason why you want to learn this stuff?
I want to get a better mouthpiece so that when I'm older and I have my own place, I'm already set.
All right, so you just start asking questions, and we'll try to slow drag this thing, man. Because you're still all young, right, man, so you got to slow drag this. So it's things you got to ask. If I can tell you, I'll tell you, okay? But you just got to keep soaking. Hey, go back, soak up the game that I have on the shows. Okay, big guy. All right, I'll throw you back in, man. Respect to you, young man. Respect. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead, put a Q in there. We got a few minutes left. Let me see here. Well, you know that's listen. Here's the thing about it, C-Dog. The knowledge has always been there. It's just that the way secret societies work is that they're not going to share knowledge with motherfuckers that don't look and seek knowledge. See, most of you guys were seeking gimmicks, dishonesty, manipulation, and you were seeking pussy. So most of these quote-unquote societies will never bring you in because you would be a cancer to the society because you're too busy thinking about an end result of a perk versus the end result of yourself. So it's kind of hard to find that information. It's out there, but it's out. Okay, all around us right now are nothing but societies that you don't even know about. There are things going around. You don't know, hey, your neighbor right now could be having an orgy right now. You don't know. It's the same neighbor that's just cutting the grass. Hey, how you doing today? Nice day. Diddle, diddle, deal. Let me just go cut this grass and everything. And then right now, he's probably fucking a bunch of women right now. You don't even know. Don't, just because the thing about societies is that you're not supposed to know what you don't want to know until you're worthy enough to know that shit. And you can't learn shit when all you think about is pussy. They ain't going to accept you in because you are a cancer to a society that's trying to teach a group of young men game. So it's deep out there. It's a great question, but it's deep out there, brother. It's deep. It's very deep. Let's see here. Got last round, guys. The lines are open for another 6 minutes. So if you got a question, please call in. We got you covered. We appreciate you. But as I was saying before, to get to what I was discussing with you guys that are listening to this, the important thing, like I told you, is I'm the only one telling you to not only accept the fear of success, the fear of failure, accept the rejection, accept the anxiety and all that other stuff. Stop trying to read books to get over something that is woven in you. It's woven in you. It's just a part of who you are, unfortunately. All that red pill shit, that fucking be on your purpose and high value, man, just because you leave, I told a guy today, just because you leave the cult doesn't mean you don't have remnants of that shit that you believed in, and because it's woven in you. But just because those dangers are out front of your door, you still go outside because you've accepted things for what they are versus what they could be. That's what I'm trying to do, okay? Bringing a girl to my Facebook, how do I make my Facebook have flavor? Well, just go to my Facebook. You'll see. It's easy. Go to my Facebook. Look at my Facebook. Because all the shit I post on my Facebook, oh, I kill it in those Facebook groups. Oh, they eat that shit up. Because if you look at what I talk about, all I do is talk shit, make fun of myself, or say something witty with the posts. That's all I do. And then I take that and throw that into groups. So, this is what I don't want you to do. Okay, I see where you're going at, and I like where you're going, but you're kind of going wrong. You're kind of in the wrong neighborhood. I got to bring you back to the other side of the neighborhood. What you do on Facebook, use that as what is a call, like some, think about a brand new hotel. They have these things called a soft opening, okay? So that means they're going to do some things to knock all the kinks out. So everything that you post on your page is just like a soft opening for your boys or your parents or whoever to see on your front page. But when you know it's gold, you take that shit to those groups, man, like I told you. Now, I'll show you because maybe you're new to this with your question. Let me see if I can show you real quick. Let me see if I got it, Governor. Where is you at? So let's see here. I bet you're in Ottawa. No, let me see. Matrix. Is it Matrix or Ottawa? All right. I'm almost there. Just trying to find the right shit. Okay. So, I'm sorry. That's Simba, the lion. I'm sorry. Let me take Simba off. I'm sorry. Okay. So what I'm saying to you, young man, is this. Okay. This is how online works. And I hope the truck drivers listen to me. Is still listening, Big Dog, because I'm sure how this shit works. Okay. It's not about what you are as far as your profile. It's about what you say to draw women in. See, when you get on Facebook and you find something funny. Now, again, look over to my – hey, brother, you can take all that shit from my page. Just go to my page. Go to the Man Mindset. Go to my Facebook page and see all the goofy shit I post. I post crazy shit, but I'm all, hey, I always say shit. I always say, oh, that's very important. You just don't post something. You say something, right? Then once I do a soft opening and I know it's good enough and I like what I'm saying, then I'll go to a group, okay? Oh, wait, let me take this off and give you an example. So I will take that and I will go to a group, okay? So what I did, if you see, I made a post and okay, and I made a question, but what you see was it was so impactful that 553 people gave it an emoji and 285 comments. And out of that 285 comments, at least 200 were women. And out of that 535, I would say at least 400 were women, meaning that when they read what I said and they either made a comment or put an emoji, that means in that moment of time, I was on their mind, not like in a sexual way, I was on their mind. So that just gives me a choice of who I want to talk to because they like what I'm saying. But see, that's the flex. See, I'm showing you game. It's an easy slam dunk. Here's the beautiful thing about Facebook. Facebook has groups of every flavor you want. If you're a black guy looking for a black woman, go there. Looking for interracial. White guy, Chinese girl, whatever the fuck you want, they're going to have groups for that. All you got to do is join those groups, introduce yourself, and look, I even give you one for free. I tell you this, go, especially those relationship groups, okay? Just screen print this or go back to the 204-minute mark of the show, okay? What I want you to do is I want you to say, ladies, let me ask you a question. If you came over my house and I took some grand muffins, and I made this for you from scratch, what would be your next move? That's like, it's just something like that. This is something like that. Just put that in there. Or when you get into the group, you introduce yourself, hey, how you doing, ladies? I'm da-da-da-da-da. And then your second message is ask the ladies questions. Because the ones that start to see that are still the same ones that are going to go right back to your page. So this is what's very important, young man. One more thing. And hey. Any of that red pill shit, delete it. anything that's talking shit about women, delete it. Anything that talks about hypergamy, going your own way, anything that has Kevin Samuels on, delete it. Because if she sees you got anything like that on your page, she ain't fucking with you because you're a judgmental motherfucker. So you got to be careful what you post. It's deeper than just doing it, okay? So I just want to let you know. Let's see. N says, absolutely not. Answer is no. No. Next question. Steve, speak on how the Brazilian women cheated with the homeless man. Why speak on it? Why? It's cut and dry. Just because the man had fucking status, clothes, and all the other shit, he wasn't a fucking man. And that bum, just because he sleeps on the fucking corner, doesn't make him a motherfucker with game. Women want men. That's it. It's cut and dry. You don't need to talk on that shit. It's cut and dry. You just can't accept the truth for what it is. So you just want to talk on that shit, man. Fuck all that shit, man. Fuck all that. Y'all gotta learn game, man. Y'all gotta stop worrying about what another bitch does with another dude. That has nothing to do with you. I just do it just to talk shit, to do some soft openings, to see if I like it enough to transfer it to another group to see what the fuck happens, man. I got a reason why I do shit. I don't just be doing shit just to do that shit, man. Okay? All right. I don't even know if I want to answer your question. I don't even know if I'm going to tell you why I don't even know if I'm not even looking at your question. And I don't even know if I want to. See, guys, I'm going to tell you why I don't even know if I want to answer this question. I'm not even looking at his question. I just looked at his name. This is not the right place for you. This is not the right place for you. You cannot come into a man's space. You can't come into a man's space with a feminine ass name and expect a man to actually answer your question, knowing that he's wasting his time. I don't even know if I'm looking at your question. I don't even know if I want to look at your question. I have not even read his question yet, guys. Only reason I'm going to probably read your question because there's a young man in here who might be dealing with the same thing, and I can help him, but I can't help you. You've already been defeated by coming in here. Why do you hate yourself so much? Why do you hate yourself so much that you're tearing yourself down? Why? Why are you knocking yourself down by talking to, why would a woman want to be with somebody like that? A lonely guy, that's weak. What a fucking shame. What a shame. God, man. And you know the sad thing about it? You know what's so sad about this? I'm going to call you L guy because I'm not even going to use that word. I actually think that you tripped your brother by getting to the egg. I think you cheated to get to the egg because you shouldn't be here. You know who should be here? That motherfucker that believed in himself. How the fuck you going to come in this world and write that shit right there? What a fucking shame. I don't give a fuck if he's youngster or not. We got to punch him in the chest. If you can't handle that shit, this ain't the place for you. Let me read this shit, man. No, 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 no. You didn't grow any balls. How can you even say that contradiction when your name says you ain't doing shit? Let me move on, man. Let me get this last one right here. Let me see this shit. I can't help that shit, dog. Listen, let me explain why. I would be doing a disservice to all the guys listening to me if I sat around and answered your question knowing that you aren't serious about learning anything with that fucking name. So giving out my social media is better than giving out my number because I give my number out and no response. Well, no. You don't have a fucking bid. What you think is a bid is you just talking, dog. You ain't got no motherfucking bid. You ain't a student of mine. Yeah, he did. No, he was losing the race. The winning brother Nui's going to hit the egg, become a winner, and slay women all his life, just getting up at ass. But this motherfucker here said, no. I can't let that motherfucker win. And you tripped that motherfucker. You did something to your brother to get to the egg because you ain't supposed to be here, man. You ain't supposed to be here. Yeah, he should have been like, oh, as he's dripping. He should have been sliding down that shit, man. Sitting there out coming into this world talking about I'm a lonely man. Get the fuck out of here, man. I can't understand why y'all think this way, dog. I can't understand why y'all think this way. Jesus Christ. But anyway, to let y'all guys know real quick, hey, the important thing is, gentlemen, is listen to what I'm saying for this show. Nobody's talking about it. Just because there's dangers outside of your world right now, you're still functioning and going outside. Stop trying to get rid of what you consider is dangerous and just accept it as a thought. That's how you accept everything else, that the ocean is a thought. You know that there's dangerous things in the ocean. So that's your thought. But your thought is not your reality. It's just something you think about while you're swimming in the water. Okay, so we're about to wrap this shit up. And I just want y'all to see that shit. Nobody's telling you not to, everyone's trying to get you to get rid of that, and you can't get rid of something that's woven inside of you, but you can move past it. Just because it's there doesn't mean it can have an effect on you, right? Just because there are sharks in the ocean doesn't mean it's going to have an effect on you when you go swimming. Just because there are heavy-ass metal cars driving at 70 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour, doesn't mean you can't drive your car and get your ass to work safely. It's out there. But just because it's out there doesn't mean it should have an effect on you. And until you start seeing that, you're not going to understand the game and understand the information I'm giving you. But what you can understand. Oh, guys, I also saw at Five Below, and I got the thing. Guys, they have shower light. Write this down. If y'all have a Five Below in your area, they have the shower lights there as well. I should have grabbed some just to show y'all. It's a pretty nice shower lights for your shower to get the colors and stuff like that. But, guys, also what you guys do is think about the graveyard. Remember, everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Make sure you live every day like it is your last, gentlemen. And for those guys that need to get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. When you are ready to learn, when you're ready to become a student of the game, you know what to do. I am not putting a gun in your head, but don't give me this, well, I'm ready to learn type shit in these chat rooms, man. You ain't ready to learn because your thoughts ain't in line with anything, okay? Last question, Joe Love. Let's see here. My cousin got his ex car on his insurance. I told him to cut that shit off. He think I'm being funny. Can you tell him something? Well, Joe Love? If I was you, I would delete that motherfucker's number. I would kick him the fuck out of my life. Let that surface dweller be the bitch he is. Here's your problem. I'm telling you, you are a percentage of the losers you hang out with. You don't need to listen. You don't need to tell that motherfucker nothing. Let him keep doing that silly shit because when she's borrowing his car or the other guy she's fucking, let her keep doing that shit, man. If I was you, I'd get rid of that motherfucker. If I was you, I'd say, man, it was nice knowing you. Shit, we out. I can't fuck with you no more. You a bitch. You're weak as fuck. Get the fuck away from me. You're a virus. You're a Trojan. Yeah, if I'm you, JoJo Love, I'd tell that motherfucker, get the fuck out of my life. I win. Our winners do not like being around losers. I'm sorry. That's a cancer. You get around him long enough, he's going to start rubbing off on you and shit. And you'll be like, well, damn, maybe I'll let my girl I just met have my fucking credit card and shit. Nah, man. You have to establish your own. That if y'all watch Snowfall, I don't know why that motherfucker put me that bitch. Anyway, but if y'all look at Power, that's game right there because Tommy is all by himself. Tommy ain't looking out for nobody but Tommy. That's what I'm saying, okay? Steve, no joke. That happened to a friend of mine when he was in Portland, all right? It's good. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. C-Dog, I'm not trying to be a dick, man. I don't want any of you guys to get the short end of the stick. Fuck that. Be by yourself. I talked to a guy today, and all that tribe shit, stop that tribal shit. Stop that tribal shit. All your tribes are here in your mind. You don't need to hang out with losers. I get tired of seeing these motherfuckers in the woods and shit talking about they learning man. And man, fuck out of here with that shit. But like I said, guys, listen to the show we did. We covered the Easter game. We covered some new game to show you guys how to accept what is wrong with you to be able to take the shackles off of you, to free you. I am doing everything I can to free you, but you've got to meet me halfway. I can't free you myself. I don't even have the key to free your fucking ass. And guess what? If I had the key, I'd throw that bitch that way so you go free your goddamn self. I ain't doing that shit for you. I'm not doing that, all right? Okay? But yeah, hey, Joe Love, hey, bro, I appreciate the time. I remember we used to play Cops and Robbers, and we used to play Star Wars together and shit. But motherfucker, I got to let you go. I love you enough. You my cuz, you my boy, but I love you. I got to let you go. I can't sit here and watch you become a bitch over a bitch. Can't do that. It's doing more damage to me than it is to you, because you're a representation of who the fuck I am, and I want to be with wolves. I don't want to be with no goddamn soft-ass butter brickle motherfuckers. Meow, meow, all that shit. I'm the Dean, man. It's the man mindset. I love for y'all guys. Guys, y'all get an opportunity to go ahead and share this shit. Like, subscribe. Soak it up, because we hit y'all all the time with nothing but game, gentlemen. Nothing but game. ManMindset@gmail.com, ManMindset@gmail.com. Fuck with your boy. Check out, hey, guys, get on that dating chat line. Hey, guys, you always say y'all want pussy. Go to the dating chat line. I'm always setting you up with pussy. I am the only one that has you positioned to get pussy.
While everyone is either bitching about women going their own way or telling you guys never to date women, Steve, what kind of fuckboy shit is that? I'm sorry. Anyway, while they're doing everything to make you run from women, Steve is doing everything he can to push you closer. Welcome to the Man Mindset chat line. If you're ready to spit some yak or put some flavor in her ear, call this number now. You say you want women? Well, now's your chance.
That's it. Now's your chance. Ain't nobody doing this, okay? All right? He's been on the Carl's channel, and the car told him to change his username as well. Yep. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. I didn't even know that, brother. Yeah, that's just what game is. We recognize soft ass motherfuckers, man. Respect to my dog, man. All right, man. Let's do this shit, man. I'm the Dean, man. Fuck with your boy, man. Get at me if you're ready to get at me. If not, get at this information and soak it up until you're ready to get at me, and we'll change it. Peace.
Just like that, man. My set. Just like that, man, my set.